In the halacha of Tos in Tfilah, the Tos in Shmonesre, there are very many details in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. They're not concentrated in one place. They are dispersed in many simonim in several halakim. In order to be able to understand it better, let's try sum up the basic rules of the halachas of a Toyas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and then we will be able easier to understand all the details. Let us start with Yalevi Yovi. You forget to say Yalevi Yovi on Rosh Chodesh. You remind yourself in middle of next broche, in middle of Maidim. Do you have to go back to Retzei or continue? So there is a difference between Rosh Chodesh by the day or by the night. The Gemara says that at night, if Eidos came to say they saw the moon, they couldn't announce the Rosh Chodesh till the morning. So therefore, at night, when you miss Yalevi Yovi, you don't have to daven again. But in the day, you have to daven again if you forgot. The same thing is also if you forgot to say Maidim, you forgot to say Yalevi Yovi, and you started saying Maidim, and you reminded yourself in middle. So if it is during the day of Rosh Chodesh, you have to go back to Retzei, start the brocha of Retzei, till you get the place that you say Yalevi Yovi, you say Yalevi Yovi, and you continue. If it's at night, so since if you forgot altogether Yalevi Yovi, you don't have to daven again. So if you reminded yourself in middle of Maidim, you also don't have to go back to Retzei. You just continue as if you finished davening. That is Yalevi Yovi. Let's go back to the Broche of Boruch Aleinu. In the summer you say the same Broche, in the winter you say the same Talmud Motel Broche. You forgot. You reminded yourself in one of the next Broches. What do you have to do then? It's a different if it is summer or winter. If it is winter and you forgot to say the same Talmud Motel Broche, you just said the same Broche. So you don't have to go back to Boruch Aleinu. You continue till Shemei Atfilo, and before you say Ki Kel Shemei Atfilo Zachnuni Moto, you say the same Talmud Motel Broche, Ki Kel Shemei Atfilo Zachnuni Moto, Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Atfilo. Why? Because you didn't make any mistake. You didn't say anything wrong. You just missed asking for Talmud Motor. So when you missed something in asking, you could ask in Shemei Atfilo also. So therefore, you don't have to go back to Boruch Aleinu. But if in the middle of the summer you said the same Talmud Motor Livrocha, and you continue, and you reminded yourself in the middle of one of the broches, you can't fulfill this in Shemei Atfilo. Because it is not only that you forgot to say the same broche, it is that you said something wrong, something heper habrocho in Baruch Aleinu. You asked for rain in middle of the summer. So you have to correct your mistake. Correcting the mistake means only saying again the brocha of Baruch Aleinu in the proper way of saying the same brocha. After you said the brocha of Baruch Aleinu, and you're already several brochas further, you can't continue where you are. You have to continue all the brochas al seder. Why? Because when Anshe Knesset Agdela was misaken the Shmonesre, the 18 brochas, they made the seder. You can't change. So since you had to do Baruch Aleinu again, you have to go on from there, al seder. Let's go back to Kel HaKodesh. Aseres HaMitshuva, you have to say, Melech HaMishpat. You forgot. You reminded yourself in one of the next brochas. You made a mistake, you have to correct it, you have to say that brocha again. Should you start at a Kodesh and say the proper way? No. You have to start from the beginning of Shmonesre. Why can't you just say at a Kodesh? Because the din is the 18 brochas of Shmonesre, the first three brochas are considered as one brocha. Since you have to do again part of it, you have to say all three again. So you have to say start from the beginning. The same thing theoretically would be also in the last three brochas. If you made a mistake in the Moedim or in Simsholem, you have to go back to Ratzei. You can't correct only that brocha. But we never do this. Why? Because the kinds of mistakes that happen usually in the last three brochas do not demand you to go back to Ratzei. If you forgot Yale V'Yovei, obviously you have to go back to Ratzei, because Yale V'Yovei is part of Ratzei. If you forgot Alanisim, which is in the middle of Brocha of Medim, you don't have to go back, because this is not Ma'akev. So you don't have to go back to Ratzei. If you forgot V'chseiv L'chaim Tevim, which is the middle of the Brocha of Medim, you don't have got to go back, because you don't have to go back for that. It's not Ma'akev. If you forgot to say the Sefer Chaim Baruch Vesholem, you don't have to go back. That's the usual mistakes. It could be that you have to go back to the Ratzei. Let's say, instead of saying Atev Shimchol Ho No Lehedis, by mistake you said Mevorach Hashanim. You have to say the brocha again. Since you have to say the brocha again, you have to start from the beginning of the brocha. The beginning of the brocha is Ratzei. So you say Ratzei again, and made him again, and then you finish up. But it doesn't happen that much. It happens that you forget Yale V'Yovei V'Al HaNisim Uchseiv U'V'Seifer, and then you don't have to go back to the beginning of the three brochas. But in the first three brochas, if you made a mistake in Kel HaKodesh, you have to go back to the first of them, and you have to start Shmonesre again. Let's go back to Meridatol U'Mashiv HaRuach. You made a mistake, and you reminded yourself in the middle of one of the next brochas. If you didn't say winter, Mashiv HaRuach Mirad HaGeshem, you just said made it at all, you don't have to go back. Why? Because you asked, you mentioned Tal. Tal, you mentioned, is already semi-enough. You don't have to re-daven just for this mistake, because you mentioned some of the things that Hashem does, Tal. So you don't have to go back. But if you said Mashi Veruach in the middle of the summer, you said something which is Eid Pechabrocha. So you have to correct it. So you have to start from Atagibeh. Then you have to start from the beginning. Because all three brochas are considered as one. You made a mistake in the second brocha, you have to start from the first brocha. These are the rules when you made a mistake, you reminded yourself after you started next brocha. Let's see now what are the rules when you made a mistake and you finished this brocha and you did not start yet the next brocha and you reminded yourself. Let's see what happens then. We'll start again with Yalaviyovi. You forgot to say Yalaviyovi, and you said Vesechazeno in Neino, Mishuv Chalitzin Berachamim, Boruch Ata Hashem, Ma'azich Shemos Chalitzin, and you reminded yourself. Do you have to go back to Ratzei? It's a difference between summer and winter. Between that night and the day in Rosh Chodesh. In the day of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back to Ratzei. You say Yale V'Yovei where you are at. And Barter Shonos L'Tzien, you remind yourself, you say Yale V'Yovei. And after you finish Yale V'Yovei, you start Moedim. Why is that? Because the Chachomim was mitaken that Yale V'Yovei should be said in the Brocha of Ratzei. Where? Okay, they made it should be before Vesechazenu. You didn't say it before Vesechazenu. You finished the Brocha. But you are still at the Brocha of Ratzei. You didn't start made him. So you don't have to say Ratzei again. You're still at Ratzei. So you didn't say it before, you say it now. You finish the Yale V'Yovei, you start Meidim. That is in the day. At night, should you say then Yale V'Yovei because you are still at Ratzei? No, you can't. Why can't you? Because you already finished Ratzei, you're already holding at Moedim. And at Moedim is not the place to say the Yale V'Yovei. So what is it when you finish the Brocha of Amazir Shonos L'Tzien and you didn't start Moedim, are you now at the Brocha of Ratzei and you could still say Yale V'Yovei? Or you already at the Brocha of Meidim and you cannot say Yale V'Yovei. So we say there is a difference between at night and the day. Why? If it is you are still at Meidim, say it at night and the day. If you are already at Meidim, then don't say it, not at night, not the day. So the Alter Rebbe explains like this. In the day, if I forgot Yale V'Yovei and I finish the Brocha, I am still at the Brocha of Ratzei, and I could still say it. At night, when you finish the Brocha of Ratzei, you are already at Moedim, and you can't say it anymore. Why? Why here you say that you are already at Moedim, and here you say that you are still at Ratzei? So the Alter Rebbe explains, when you didn't say Yalaviovi on the day. If you would finish, you would have to read Davin. So when you said the whole Ritzei, and you didn't say Yalaviovi, you did not finish yet the Brocha of Ritzei. Because you missed something. And if you wouldn't say it now, you will have to read Davin. Or if you start the next Brocha, you'll have to go back to Ritzei. So you didn't finish the Ritzei. Since you didn't finish the Ritzei, you could still say Yalaviovi. And you don't have to redo it. But at night, if you finish, if you missed Ritzei, you don't have to read Davin. So you will never have to go back to Ritzei. So I already finished Ritzei. I am already at my door. If this is something that you have to redo when you finished, then it's considered like you didn't finish Ritzei yet. Because I still didn't finish. I'll have to go back to Ritzei. So it's not considered finished. Since it's not considered finished, say it now. But if you don't have to go back to Ritzei, so I finished the Brocha of Ritzei. Let's go back to Boruch Aleinu. You finished the Brocha of Boruch Aleinu. You didn't start yet the Kabbalah Shefer. You just, Vorech Hashonim, you remind yourself. Could you say now, V'sein Talam Motor, or V'sein Brocho? Well, it's a difference between summer and winter. Why is that? There, if you finish davening, you have to go back anyways. So you're still at Boruch. So you could still correct yourself. So why is it different between summer and winter? So let's see what happens here. On the winter, I just said the same Brocho. I didn't ask for St. Alomoto. So I ask now. I'm still at the Brocho of Boruch Aleinu. So I could still say now, so you say Mevorech Hashonim, V'sein Talamoto Nivrocho, Tka B'Sheifo. You said V'sein Talamoto, you are still at Boruch. But if it is summer, and you said V'sein Talamoto by mistake, and you are still at the Boruch of Boruch Aleinu, and you want to correct yourself, and you want to say the same Brocho? No way. You still have the Brocho of Baruch Aleinu. But you cannot correct yourself by saying the same Brocho. You said something wrong in Baruch Aleinu. You said something which is Heper HaBrocho in the middle of the summer. I asked for rain. So therefore, I have to correct myself. How do I correct? Saying again the Brocha of Boruch Aleinu and saying it the right way. Yes, I'm still at the Brocha of Boruch Aleinu, but by saying the same Brocha, I don't fix nothing. So therefore, I have to go back to Boruch Aleinu. Let's go back to Okel HaKodesh. You said Okel HaKodesh, you didn't say Amelech HaKodesh. And you did not start yet at Ochainan. Could you correct yourself and say HaMelech HaKodesh? Yes, there is a difference if you waited Shailas Shir of Shailas Talmid L'Rav, which is the amount of saying three words, Shalom Alech Rabbi, 2-3 seconds, or you waited more. Why is that? Yes, I know that if still didn't Shailas Rav, you didn't wait yet time for saying three words, you could correct yourself. You made the mistake, you corrected yourself. If it's more, you can't correct myself. If I can't correct myself, I can't fill up what I missed. Because when I said, okay, Lakodesh Naser Semechuve, I didn't just miss something. If I would miss something, I could still say it. Because I didn't start yet at Ohena. But here it's not that I missed. I said something wrong. I said, okay, Lakodesh, when I had to say a Melavi Kodesh. So I have to correct myself. And I can't correct because 3 seconds are passed. So you correct it by saying the bracha again. So you have to say the bracha of Ata Kodesh again. So you have to start the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Let's go back to Meiridat Olam Mashiv Ruach. I forgot. I said, Mechaya Amesim, and I reminded myself. Could I correct myself now? Well, there is a difference between summer and winter. And winter, when I didn't say Saint Talmud, Mashiv Ruach Meirid Geshem, I said only Merid Atol, and I said Mechaya Mason, I reminded myself, I didn't ask for St. Talmotor. I didn't say Merid Mashur or Merid Geshem. I'll say it now. No, you don't have to. You could, but you don't have to. So that's why you shouldn't. Why don't you have to? Because after all, you said Meirid Atol, so it's partial mentioning the Nisim of Hashem about Tal and Geshem. You already said. So you don't have to correct yourself. You said it already. That's in winter when you said Meirid Atol and you reminded yourself after you said Mechaya Nisim. What's about summer? When you said Mashiv Ruach Meirid Geshem, I said something which is Heper HaBrochon. I will not correct myself by saying Mechaya Meisim Meirid Atol. Meirid Atol doesn't correct what I said before Mashiv Ruach. Correcting means only when you do the Broche again the proper way. So you have to say Ato Gibber again. It's all same one Broche, so you have to start Shmoneh Esrei again. That's if you reminded yourself right after you finished Mechaya Meisim or the other brachas. Let's speak now when you reminded yourself before you said Brocha to Hashem. Let's start again with Yalev Yovel. I forgot to say Yalev Yovi. And I said, I remind myself I didn't say Yalev Yovi. Do I have to start that say again? No. Where you at, you say Yalev Yovi. Hamazr Shalos Nolzin, Elekein Elekei Vesin, Yalev Yovi. Why? Because you are still in the Bracha Vatzei. So, you didn't say it a line before, so you say it now. Now it doesn't matter if it's at night or it's in the day. Okay, I don't have to heal daven if I missed at night. But you have to say at night also Yalev Yovi. And I am still in the middle of Ratzei. So I say Yalev Yovi now. After I finish Yalev Yovi, I have to say Vesech Hazeno again. Why I have to say it? I already said Vesech Hazeno. I just missed Yalev Yovi. I said Yalev Yovi. So I should say now, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mazer Shonos Olsim. No, you can't do that. There is another rule Alter Rebbe explains in several places. That when you have all the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, before you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you have to mention Be'ein Siyum Somuch Le'Siyum. In every bracha it's like that. Here, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mazir Shechino Asher Letzion, so before that, we say Shechino Asher Letzion Vesechazen Einenu B'Shofar Letzion Berachamim. If you reminded yourself after Vesechazenu, you said Yalavi Avi. You said Yalavi Avi, which is perfect. But before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to mention again Mazir Shechino Asher Letzion, which is the words of Vesechazenu Einenu B'Shofar Letzion Berachamim. So therefore, if it doesn't make any difference if it's at night or the day, if you reminded yourself after you said Vesechazenu Einenu B'Shofar Letzion Berachamim, you start right away Yalavi Avi. You finish Yalavi Avi, you have to say again Vesechazenu Einenu B'Shofar Letzion Berachamim, because you has to be Me'ein HaBroche Somuch L'Siyum. Let's go back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. You said the same winter, you said the same bracha, up near Adoma, but in the Rechav, you said the Kesham, Tis, Levorah, Gelter, Shem, Mitiv, Matam, and you remind yourself. So where you are at, you correct yourself, and you say, Vesein, Talum, Otar, Levorah. And you don't have to say again what you missed. Why? Because you still didn't finish the bracha. The last words are kikiltiv meitvatam vorhashanim, bochatah Hashem vorhashanim. So you're continuing where you are at, and you will say the last words. If you already said kikiltiv meitvatam vorhashanim, and then you reminded yourself, so you say right away the same talamot alivrocha, and then you say again kikiltiv meitvatam vorhashanim, because you have to mention the vorhashanim before you finish vorhatah Hashem vorhashanim. That is on the winter. On the summer, you reminded in the middle of the bracha that you said the Saint Alomoto. You can't correct yourself because you said something which is Heipech HaBracha. You said the Saint Alomoto in the middle of the summer. So you have to correct yourself. So you still have to start Baruch Aleinu to say the whole bracha the proper way. It doesn't help when you fill up what you have missed. Let's go back. Okay, Lakodesh. Okay, Lakodesh, you cannot remind yourself in the middle of the bracha because that's the end of the bracha. So let's go back to Mashiv Ruach Umeirat HaGeshem. You said Mashiv Ruach Umeirat HaGeshem in the middle of the summer. You said something wrong. You reminded yourself a few words later, or you just said the same Talmud Divrocha, and you reminded yourself. So I'll correct myself right away, I'll say the same Vrocha, and that's it. No, you can't. Because you didn't miss anything, you just said something which is Heiper HaBrocha. You have to correct yourself. How do you correct yourself? You start the bracha of Ata Gibir Leila Mashem, you say the proper way. So you start from the beginning of the bracha and say it again. So you have to start from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei? No. But we just said before that all three brachas are one bracha. So when you go back to the beginning of the bracha, you have to go to the beginning of the first bracha. No. All this is whenever we have to say the bracha again. Here we don't have to say the bracha again. I'm still in the middle of the Ata Gibir. It is only that since I said something wrong, I have to correct myself. Correcting myself means that you start out to Gibber and you correct yourself. But you don't say the bracha again. You don't say twice, Baruch Ato Hashem. So since it's not considered as saying the bracha again, you don't have to go back to the first bracha. You just correct yourself in this bracha by starting out to give it. That's in the summer. What is the din in the winter? You just said this married at all, and you said a few words, and you reminded yourself. You're still in the middle of the bracha. You want to fix yourself. You want to correct yourself by saying, "Mashivroch married Hashem." It's winter. No, you don't have to do it. You can't do that. Why not? I'm still in the middle of the bracha. I'm not going to say Baruch Ato Hashem again. I'm just in the middle of the bracha. I want to correct myself. You don't have to. Why not? Because you already said Meired Atol, which is half of it, and that's enough. Even if you didn't finish. In this din of the same bracha of Meired Atol is different than all others. Yes, we know that in the same bracha we say Zochein L'chaim Tev Min Aseres HaMitshuva. If I don't say it, I don't have to read Daven again. But if I didn't say it and I said a few more words Micha Micha Baal Gvuros HaMidei Malach, instead of saying Micha Micha Over Rachamim, I say it then. Why? It is not something that you have to redo, but still you are still in the same bracha. So fill up what you missed. If you forgot Zochreinu, the same thing. You forgot Valanisim, and you said Valkolim is Bor v'Shreivim is not Shimon Makin Tom Leilu Voit, and you reminded yourself. So you say Valanisim where you are at. After you finish Valanisim, you don't have to say Valkolim again. You start V'Chol Achayim. Yes, if you missed Valanisim, you don't have to daven again. But otherwise, you have to do it. And you didn't say it before Valkolim, so you say it before V'Chol Achayim. You forgot to say Yuchsev L'Chaim Tevim. You start V'Chol Achayim. You reminded yourself, so you say there, the same thing is also by Zochreinu, and the same thing is also by Micha Meicha. But Meired Atol, it's considered after you finished it and you start next word, it's considered as you already said the bracha. As if you would say Mashiv Ruach Meired Hashem. So even if you are still in the middle of the bracha, you don't have to do it again. Same thing is about Atochin Antonim. Atochin Antonim, Mitzvah Shabbos, I forgot, and I started Chodeinim Mitzvah Chochma Bina Vados, and I reminded myself. So I say there, Atochin Antonim. If you forgot Atochin Antonim, you don't have to daven again. But you didn't say Atochin Antonim, so say it there. The only one is different is Meired Atol, because it's not only that it's not Me'akev, it's considered as if you already said it. So therefore, if you said a few words further, you don't have to go back. This is some of the basic rules, Ve'idrach Zilgmeir. Whenever you learn one of the details, you'll be able to understand it better, I hope so.